like, okay, mister, like, do you like Taco Bell? No, I don't like Taco Bell. Okay, you don't have to pay taxes for Taco Bell on your home. They're like, that's great. And then for the guy, the people who like Taco Bell, like, you know, by all means, charge them the taxes, you know, but I don't like Taco Bell. It's bullshit. Now, if they built a Whataburger there, you're like, do you like Whataburger?
I have the Whataburger over there anyway.
No, but, like, you know, they built it, like, down the street. You know, hey, do you like Whataburger? Oh, yeah, I love the place. I'm going to charge you a little bit extra on your taxes. Oh, okay, that's great, you know, because I like to eat there. But who's
I'm
not?
Lying, like, no, I don't.
So we're talking about things that scare us. And,
taxes.
By the way, Dead Rooster Radio here.
But I think being scared now is like if you were to go aside, not joking aside, you know, like me, it would be going, you know what, like I said, what terrifies me is being, I think I brought it up before.
Yeah. People need to pay attention to JT right now because then probably after a movie he's gonna sound totally different.
Being
he's
in a church.
He's gonna be tired. Gonna,
by myself.
Uh-huh.
Being in church by yourself scares you?
It does.
It's creepy.
Weird.
Why?
I don't know. Because seeing some guy
especially
up there.
Especially if it's like an old church.
Yeah.
And
like you're going
there
by yourself.
In there.
But it's like, it's
you're a demon.
It's what? It, yeah, y'all are demons.
No,
that's what
it's
it is.
Not.
It's hollow just, ground.
I feel a certain way when I go into
it's
church.
Just, it,
that's
it,
a
it,
demon
it's,
too.
It's,
no, you know how I feel? I'm like, I gotta behave myself here.
No.
That's how I feel in church.
I feel terrified. But it's gotta
be. Y'all are evil, that's why.
No. It's like.
Get some holy water, we'll throw it at you.
Like I said,
happens.
One time I had to go notify, right, for work. Like, oh, go notify, you know, they're gonna be out of water and stuff like that. And I'm like, I walk in, right, and it's that old church, I think it's off of Zalzamora somewhere, and it's like, I walk in there,
why
and
why do you have to say location? Just say
oh,
a
anyways,
church somewhere, like, he has to narrow it down to
it's an older church, right, and, like, I walk in there, and you hear the echo of the door open, and they're like, and it's all, like, humid and muggy
it's,
in there.
It's,
and
it's
dark.
It's hollow in there. Like, it's like...
No, it's because it's echoey.
Yeah,
it was a massive
meant.
Church. And I'm like, you walk in there, and, like, you just hear the pitter-patter of my feet.
Hello.
And it's scary, dude. And you see some guy over there, like... Well, he's
like,
not a guy.
If
he's
you
the
were
priest.
To go to church, like, churches over there, like... In
the chicken place?
Like, where the Vatican's at...
Those
it wouldn't creep me out.
It would
creep me out.
The shit out.
I would probably be like, oh my god, this is so amazing.
If you were by, okay.
And then
were,
you would burn.
So, no, if you.
Because
they
wouldn't be able to go.
No, I would not. I would be able to go.
So if they told me, like, you know.
I'm the only one not afraid of churches.
Does it
chicken.
Mean you're not a demon or you're not evil? Thank you.
You could put me in something like, okay, did you go in there by yourself and spend 5 minutes by yourself in the dark, completely alone, nothing there with you. Okay, fine, by all means, because anything that's going to come at me, I'm like, okay, there's a reasonable
first of all,
the
church would be the safest place for you to be at.
Exactly.
You think so?
It is.
I think demons can go
it's holy.
Oh no, it's a holy building.
No, I think they can still go in
they
there.
Can't. Did you not see?
They can still go in there.
What was that? Annabelle? They push the priest
why? Because you're a demon, Danielle, and you've been to church
yep,
before?
Exactly.
It pushed.
Does not
work. We just saw Annabelle the other day, and it pushed the guy
there's
out.
There's a void in there with the stupid
yeah, but there's
guy.
Vampires can go into churches.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
In what folklore?
In Buffy, Angel
in
was
End
in
of
there.
Days, he
Angel
goes
was,
in the church.
Angel was in there when Drusilla
yeah, but
was
that's
confessing
he's
her
that,
sins.
He's the freaking devil.
Exactly.
That's different.
Well, who says the
so
devil's not going to go in the
yeah,
church?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
So it's legit,
yeah.
Michael. Hello.
Yes.
God.
If that ever happened, End of Days, I believe
I
that
don't
Arnold
think
would save the world.
We
should
go
totally
into
that
church.
Movie.
That's one place they don't want to be around.
I think so, too.
I'm going to find something.
A demon? You're going to find a demon? Take him to church?
Go to church. See if you can go
I
in
mean,
there.
It is. It probably is a safe haven for whatever. But, like, I
not
don't know,
ghosts.
Man. It's just, like, if
don't
you were in a...
See, I think ghosts can go because they're
that's
just
right.
evil.
If you were in a church and it's completely dark and
like
it's old...
I said, in Buffy, Angel went into the church and he heard Drusilla's confession when he was like terrorizing her, and he nothing happened.
Maybe
to
because
him.
His name is Angel.
And he's a vampire, not a demon.
They're demons.
What was it? What movie was it that we were watching where they're
aren't
like
they
he's an atheist, so
shit?
That's why the crucifix didn't offend him.
Where and what?
One of the vampire movies.
Yeah, because he says he's atheist.
Yeah, what movie was it? I think so. Was it?
Maybe
like
it is. Maybe like, you know, like, you know.
So would you go to, a cemetery then?
A cemetery? No, I'd be fine. It'd be all right.
So
it'd
you'd rather
creepy.
Go to a cemetery than a church at night?
It would be creepy to be at a cemetery, pitch black, nothing around you.
I mean, they're dead.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't...
I mean, okay, wait, hold on.
You're
because
more prone
some,
to see shit.
Some churches,
shit.
Like, they have... They're probably, like, the older... Maybe they have people that they actually exorcise them in the church. So
yeah.
Demons
mm-hmm.
could go in the church.
They do exorcise... Like, they exorcise, like, with Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
They don't do it in the church.
They're
they come
not
here,
in
how?
The church, but still there's, like... You know how the church is there, and then they have little, like...
Yeah,
no.
But so it's not in the church.
But it doesn't matter. It's
so,
still
holy
considered
ground?
All
so
holy
the,
ground.
So
demons can't go into church, you know.
No,
aside
can't.
From everything else, we're doing Drag Me to Hell, so that's why we're talking about this.
So I'm going to go ask the priest.
God, the priest is not going to know.
Like during Mass, I'm going to raise my hand. I'm be like, why is that guy raising his hand?
I mean, there's so much involved with the church, though. That's
where
why it's
do
scary.
Exorcisms take place?
Is it at the house or do y'all bring them here?
They could bring
him
there.
No, well, over there, they probably thought it was some wino dude that needs to be exercised, but he's probably drunk, you know what I mean? But it's, I don't know, it's creepy, man. It's just real creepy. Like, it's not, it's just creepy. I get a creepy feeling when I go to...
Because God is watching you.
God
probably
is watching you. God
he
is watching
you. He's probably like, you know, this guy, like...
That's why it feels creepy, because
they're
watching you.
Like, this guy right here, dude, like, he has no faith in anything.
He's a heathen.
And he doesn't believe in anything, not even Sasquatch, so I'm going to smite him with whatever, you know.
I think, to me,
I think God believes in Sasquatch. That's why he hates me.
I'd be scared to be alone at a cemetery.
Well,
of course, I would be
afraid of that.
I think I would be okay.
You mean you get an uneasy feeling regardless?
But I don't know. I just don't. I mean, maybe I'll handle it for like a minute, and after that, I'm like, nope.
I think I would be okay with it. Like, once I start getting tired, I'd probably fall asleep. Like, find a good piece of grass and fall asleep. Because they're all dead. They're not going to.
How
do you know? But something can attach itself to you.
Not when I'm asleep.
They can possess you.
Oh, now you want me to be possessed?
You already are.
Yeah,
I don't know why I've always gotten it. And the funny part is, like, I really don't, like, believe in too much, but yet I get an uneasy feeling when I go into a church or when I'm around it. It's creepy.
Evil.
Not y'all's church, though, because y'all's church is, well, the church that y'all would go to is not that bad. Even the church that my parents would go to is not that bad.
Like, if
it's
dark
just the
and
older,
gloomy one.
You think the older ones?
Because they're probably haunted by nuns.
Yeah,
why you always want to bring nuns into this, you know?
Like they look all like super high art or like high school.
Like the gothic style.
Yeah.
I think those are pretty.
Like the ones in, where is it?
We're not saying they're not pretty. We're just saying they're creepy.
Is it the
Sonic
set?
They've been around so long that there probably is haunted priests in there and haunted nuns.
I guess you just... The emptiness—it feels. I don't know. Because
it's like a big building without a lot of foot traffic.
And it's all echoey. And
no,
it's like,
I just feel uneasy, bro.
It's like an abandoned warehouse.
Like I can go to the Alamo Dome with it empty when it's empty and it's hollow, but I don't feel uneasy. But going in there,
see, here's my thing. I can't, like, if there's nobody whatsoever around me, I don't care where I'm at. Like, I'll feel, like, weird just being by myself at a certain place.
And out in the woods, I could be by myself. I mean, there's no problem.
What if you're in the suicide woods, in the suicide forest? where all those people commit suicide.
Nobody would survive there.
In Japan?
They would die.
There's people that's dude, it's a national park, Danielle. People go there all the time.
You can't go in there if you're weak-minded because then you'll die.
You're making up this folklore by yourself. Like, according to
your
who?
Your sensitivity to be more...
Yeah, you're sensitive to be possessed by...
Who?
Just like
where
children,
did you get your fact from?
Just like
where?
Children and dogs are sensitive
okay,
to
like,
see
let's
things.
The, remember me, you, and JT were
if you have a sensitive
the,
soul?
When we're talking about the Elisa Lam story, and we're saying how she was like... on
bipolar.
Bipolar, probably on antidepressants and all that stuff. So if that hotel was haunted, it targeted her because of her
sickness.
Her
why
sickness.
Are you using my own stuff against me? Because we're talking
they
about
used
that.
Her, like,
she's the weakest one.
Yeah, so they used her to like attach herself.
She has a weak soul.
So
we're not saying soul, woman. We're saying her her like will and her like
mental.
God. She has a weak soul.
I know. You're
how do you know? You measure people's soul?
I know. Hello.
Maybe you're the demon.
I'm here to measure your soul.
Yeah, no, you're only giving me about 6 inches of soul.
I know, right?
What makes
so
me...
How,
what?
What does your soul have to measure up to then?
At least 12.
12? You're no good.
Yeah.
Oh,
throw it out.
Throw it out.
Have you seen your soul?
Of your shoes. No, so I don't know if there's a place that makes me feel uneasy.
Yeah, there is.
There has to be.
There was
you
a
farm
full
like...
of rats, you'd probably feel uneasy there.
Oh, I would fucking go off and start murdering
yeah,
those
see,
son of a bitch.
There you go.
But see, it's a different it's not like a fear, it's more like of a rage.
Yeah.
Like get these disgusting
what if they
things
were
out.
In cages and you were in the middle and they were just around you?
I would do like Chuck Norris, and when he bites the head off of the rat, was it a movie, right?
And that's how you're gonna get
Corona. Where they put the bag on his head with a rat in it.
Yeah,
and he bites the rat
I'm
head off.
I'm terrified of spiders. Like if they were to trap me in a box and put spiders in there, dude, I'd fucking. Dude,
me,
would,
it would be snakes.
I would cry.
Dude. I love snakes.
I don't know.
I think snakes are so like. Like pretty.
Hell no.
I'd go totally off because spiders are just nasty, disgusting.
I like spiders too.
Snakes and cockroaches.
Cockroaches, yeah, I could do without. Like those
they're
are just
gross.
They're
gross
just
gross
serve no purpose. But like snakes, spiders, I like rats. I hate rats because I just find them so disgusting.
Well, I'm gonna get you one for Christmas.
How they spread all the freaking disease and all that. BS.
Yeah,
there has to be
I'm
gonna something.
Get you a snake.
Like there's
Christmas.
Always something, you know, that makes you feel uneasy. Regardless. Like I don't care who you are.
The willies.
That makes you feel uneasy, but you get past that. Like I can go to a church by myself and sit there. It'll make me feel uneasy, but I can get past that. Like I can go to the woods by myself and hear a noise. It'll make me feel uneasy. But I get past that.
I think you know what? Maybe the woods by myself, and I heard like a strange noise, like rustling.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
I'm curious to know for myself what it would take for me to be like for me to cry out of fear.
Oh, we know. We'll just leave you in the dark.
No,
I put clowns in there.
And all you gotta hear is like this.
Ew! Horrible.
Hi, Rosie. Oh, kill me!
What would, I don't know what would actually bring me to tears, like, and terrify me. You know, but it had to be, like, drastic, you know, like.
That's true, because I can't, I don't know.
It would involve something
like.
Like,
I don't get, I'm not afraid of heights.
Yeah.
I don't get, I'm not afraid of, like, motion or anything like that.
Yeah.
What gives me a queasy feeling. Probably when girls wear, socks with sandals.
And basketball shorts.
And
oh
basketball
my god,
shirt.
I hate that.
Dude. when
no, like they wear
men's basketball
shorts.
Those are
with socks and shoes. Simon.
No, or when they when it's freaking 5 o'clock in 5 o'clock, like time to everybody's getting out of work and they're in pajamas.
Oh yeah.
You're like, what the fuck, man? It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your kid is still in pajamas.
You know what irritates me too? When you wear shorts, you wear flip flops, and you wear a hoodie.
Oh yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Like my arms are cold, but my legs aren't.
And my feet.
I've done that, but I don't go to the store like that. I do that at home.
We see a lot of people at the store like that, and they're all bunched up like they're cold, but they're wearing shorts and flip flops.
All right, well, speaking of uneasy, we did watch Bly Manor.
Yes.
So what do we think of Bly Manor? The follow-up to Haunting of Hill House.
Which has nothing to do with the Haunting of Hill House.
I knew the premise of the show was from the middle, as we were watching it. I knew what was happening.
You didn't know what was happening.
Yes, I did.
You were questioning. You said everybody was dead.
What did
she say? Was like, okay.
Oh, right away she was like, they're dead. They're all dead.
They're all dead. They don't know it.
So I guess
that's a spoiler alert. They're not all dead.
Yeah.
But not really a spoiler
alert.
Yeah,
it's a spoiler alert for anybody.
Thanks a lot, Rosie. But that's how she was the whole season.
They were.
This whole season, she was like, they're all dead. Let's go to the next season.
I mean, it was good. I mean, it still had a good storyline. It's just a slower pace than the first one. And there's not as much.
There was no scares.
We needed more ghosts.
You, Rosie, you went to bed and said you couldn't close your eyes because you kept seeing people with no faces.
Yeah, but that's all that was in my head. Like, it's not that I was scared.
Don't spoil the ending.
Yeah.
Like,
it needed more ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because, well, I'm not even going to, because I'll talk about it later, but it's like, yeah, the other one had a really good storyline, too.
It had a lot of ghosts.
A lot of jump scares and a lot of ghosts. Like, in this one, they had ghosts that they didn't even, like, really tell you about. Like,
I get, okay, so the first one, I think, the ghosts were the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, the ghosts were kind of like, they
just
helped
the
story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind
you gotta
of sort.
Pay attention to the background so you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like The Haunting of Hill House.
Same thing, there's a little secret.
Like me, I would rewatch The Haunting of Hill House all over again because that one was really good and that one had me on edge like all the time.
But it scared the shit out of everybody in the room.
Yeah,
and everybody yelled.
But
ah! The
Haunting of Bly Manor was good too. It's just slower pace and not as much like jump scares. It's like whatever scary or whatever ghost or whatever, it's like right in your face. And
yeah.
So it kind of takes the element of being scared away because it's just kind of always there. You know what I mean?
Like you come to expect it.
Yeah.
Like when the main character, you know how.
Yeah.
When when she's going to see whatever she's going to see because.
Like you already
it tends to happen all the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of predictable.
Before you sit
scares.
Down, do not spoil The Haunting of Bly Manor. Because I know he's going to sit down and start saying like parts of the movie, the show, and then spoil everything.
Oh, okay. So,
so
what were we talking about?
Bly Manor.
Just saying that it's not.
What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, what are my thoughts on it? It was pretty good. It had a good story, too. It wasn't scary. Like, it wasn't scary at all.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
The
it's
first
not,
one was...
Like, the first one, even
stuff.
Just the story had me on edge. Like, on the second one, it was a little bit more...
It was more the story getting you. You're wanting
like,
to know.
I found myself...
Okay, what's going to happen? Okay, what's... Like
you wanted to know,
wanted
like,
to
immediately,
know.
Oh my God,
yeah.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen? On this one, it was kind of like... I found myself kind of like drifting off here and there.
We
like
were
okay.
Lost.
Well, there was some episodes to where we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
I mean, it made sense later.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
But
I
like,
knew everything right off the bat. Like,
yeah,
first,
Rosie.
And it's just like that one episode that has to do with the housekeeper, Michael, was like, okay, I'm completely lost in this, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Hopefully they come out with another one and it has more scary stuff.
And so, and then we also watched Hubie. Is it Hubie's?
Hubie's
Halloween.
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler and his gang of usuals.
I liked it.
It was funny. I liked how he brought.
I think the movie he did with Jennifer Aniston was really good and funny.
I don't like when he does that voice the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that, and then to me it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a great movie.
Like you know why I liked it? Because he tied in a bunch of like stuff from his old movies.
Into it,
like with the O'Doyles.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff
that
like
was
that.
Cool.
I was like, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it had cool stuff like that in it. Did you like it, Rick?
It had a lot of good actors in it.
I thought it was real funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, I said it was okay. It wasn't one of his best movies, but it was, like, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ties in little stuff, like... Yeah.
Like, I never noticed his, they said his, whenever he has a love interest, they always start with VV. Like, Vicky Valancourt.
What about in Big Daddy?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
I don't think her name is... it still starts with L, I think. So, Vicky Valancourt. What is it in Happy Gilmore? It's the same girl that comes out in... In Happy Gilmore. In the Hubie. She came out as a love interest in Happy Gilmore.
Did she?
Virginia Vennett.
Oh. And Big Daddy?
No, in Happy Gilmore.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same girl.
Huh.
I'm
Big Daddy was Layla.
See?
Layla Maloney.
Yeah, Layla Maloney.
So not all of them.
Well, they said a lot of them.
You said all of them, Michael. So you were incorrect.
Whatever, Danielle. Shut up. I read that somewhere, okay? So they lied to me.
Well, they are wrong, Michael. They are completely wrong.
What else did we watch? How are we doing on our 31? Rosie's at zero.
Yep. So I don't watch movies, scary movies by myself.
I'm doing okay.
See Veronica Vaughn in Billy Madison, Danielle.
Oh, yeah. See, so then it's only been like Big Daddy is the only one that doesn't really
matter. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's go 51st Dates. Do you remember Rosie?
What's her name?
Lucy Whitmore.
Yeah, Lucy.
And then it's Julia Guglia in...
Julia Guglia, that's her favorite, babe.
That one's funny, dude.
So what are we watching today?
Watching Drag Me to Hell. Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi, famous for Evil Dead and
Spider-Man
and Evil Dead 2, 3. I mean, Army of Darkness.
2, 3.
So, Rosie, I guess you can read the synopsis.
From there?
Yeah.
So... You already said the beginning. So, Evil Dead director Sam Raimi's spooky shocker tells the story of an ambitious L.A. loan officer who incurs the wrath of a... I can't say that. Say it, Michael.
No.
Say it, Michael. Stop being mean.
He can't even say it himself. Malvolent gypsy by refusing to grant her an extension of her home loan. In retaliation for being denied, vengeful Miss Ganoush places
Ganoush.
Curse of Lamia on her unfortunate target. Now, unless Christine can break the curse, she'll be tormented by a demon for 3 days before literally being dragged to hell.
You know what? I wanted to say that word. It's not.
Malvolent.
Malvin.
Say that.
Oh, malevolent.
Malevolent, right?
Malevolent.
That's how it's spelled.
It doesn't look like.
It doesn't look like
her.
Like, hello. I didn't pass spelling in school. Like, I'm the worst speller ever.
Okay.
So, if I saw I can read, like, okay.
I didn't know that's how it was spelled.
Malevolent.
I feel like it's missing a letter.
Spelling. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I agree with Rosie on this one for once.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't look like that either,
so. So, back to our 31 days. I'm up.
I thought you weren't going to do it.
Well, I decided to do it, so
yeah,
I'm on 15.
Exactly.
Wait, 16?
I'm up 15.
Because I watched Cloverfield, and then
I
watched Cloverfield, and I started watching Creepshow 2. Mm-hmm. You said I watched Creepshow 1. So, I don't know. Rosie's on Annabelle.
This is my second one.
And this is... Oh, wait.
What about this Adam Sandler one count?
No.
Yeah, that can count. I mean, because it's better than Val's A Great Outdoors.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Join our Facebook group and you'll see what we're talking about. So I guess we're ready to watch?
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Mr. Jax, I was wondering if you'd made any decision regarding the assistant manager's position.
It's between Stu and yourself.
Stu Rubin, the new guy?
Stu's someone who's not afraid to make the tough decisions.
I'm perfectly capable of making the tough decisions.
I'll let you know as soon as I decide, okay?
Will you help me? Please.
Okay. We have an elderly woman asking for an extension on her mortgage payment. We would have to throw her out of her house.
We've already granted her 2 extensions. It's a tough decision. Your call.
Another extension is out of the question.
Where will I live?
I'm really sorry.
Never have I begged for anything, but now I humble myself before you.
Please.
I beg you.
Please let go. Please let go. Security!
Soon it will be you who comes begging to me.
Someone has cursed you. He's the Lamia, the most feared of all demons. For the first 3 days, the spirit torments its victims. After that, it will come to take you.
Take me where?
To burn in hell for eternity.
It's coming for me.
Please listen to me. There's nothing coming for you.
How do I get rid of this?
I welcome you.
Dead.
You can give the curse away.
No!
That's because it was a Sam Raimi movie. That's why I kept him entertained.
Well, because you already know what you're...
Because he likes that whole Evil Dead feel, which this movie does have that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it. So we're back!
It's a fun movie.
Drag Me to Hell, sorry.
What did you think, babe?
The what?
Justin Long.
Starring Justin Long. He's not even the main one.
Well, I don't know. The girl who looks like she played Starlight from...
Addison Lowman.
You only know that because you looked up at the... Right? She looked at the thing.
Addison
Lowman!
In White Oleander, which is the...
Nobody saw that.
Nobody saw. And Big Fish.
And Gamer.
Gamer. And
you
then,
Gamer.
Like we said, Justin Long comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, would you date Justin Long?
Of course
yeah.
you would.
Of course you would.
Sure. He has a sense of humor. I'm a sucker for that.
She's a sucker for everything.
Everything. Oh, yeah, so then it has Justin Long. Like Michael said,
2009 horror comedy.
Comes out in the show
Grimm.
Horror comedy?
this is a horror comedy.
Movie. Hello, were you not laughing at it?
Oh, I didn't know because it says horror suspense. I mean, drama, suspense, and horror.
But yes, it's a horror comedy because it's a Sam Raimi movie, so a lot of the same, like, camera stuff that he does where he likes to extreme close-up on things and, you know.
Demon woman.
Yep.
So,
do we want to go by the... go? Well, it's from 2009, so I guess we could go step by step.
But I didn't take a lot of notes.
Well, you don't have to take a lot of notes. Let's go see what we remember.
Okay.
I remember the Spanish actress.
Nobody cares about that.
That's not the beginning.
So the movie opens up with a kid who is cursed because he stole a silver necklace.
Spanking. Spanish speaking Mexican.
Spanking on it. Yeah, Spanish speaking family. Like Rosie said, takes her son, the son over there, because he stole.
The silver necklace.
But even though he tried to give it back.
And say sorry, they cursed him already. Which makes me think, man,
so it's like
gypsies are jerks.
A cursed item, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
No, it's not a cursed item.
Well, they cursed the item and then...
He stole it and they
I
cursed
I guess they cursed
it,
that thing.
And he tried to give it back.
So they wouldn't take
it
back
take
because
it.
It's cursed. Just like we figure out later in the movie, the button is.
But aren't you, like, not even supposed to call them gypsies anymore?
Says who?
Remember, it's one of the comedy podcasts that they had said that.
For real? Then
yeah.
What are they?
So I don't know what you're...
Caravan people?
I don't know what you're supposed to call
them.
In
Spanish, you still call them gitanas?
La gitana?
That's what you call it? Gypsy?
Gitana.
Or a pulgazo, was it?
No!
What the hell? That sounds like a flea market fight together.
No, what was it? What was
right?
It called, Rosie?
Pulgueros.
Pulgueros.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like a pulguero. People that go to the flea markets are pulgueros.
To go hang out and dance.
Which I never. I never heard in my life. So.
One time when everything started like COVID, we should go and just like scope out what these
be
people
pul-
do. Like.
A pulguero?
Yeah. We are.
So,
we're in the midst of him.
This little boy ends up cursed, and then,
They take him to
like
the lady that has an extravagant big house.
She's a psychic medium.
Yeah, and her house is freaking huge.
Who tries to fight the curse.
Yeah. But...
she ends up losing, and the little boy goes to hell.
Yeah.
I don't even think she tries. She doesn't even try.
She didn't even get
she just
to...
just let him go.
Because... didn't, like, the freaking invisible demon
it's,
or whatever
the
slapped,
demon
slap,
back
slapped
slap
the shit.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And the demon's form is pretty much a shadow goat man. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks weird.
So then, after the little boy goes to hell, we cut to, I guess, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Modern day, where we meet, what was her name?
Christine
Brown.
Who is a loan officer at some bank.
Los Angeles Bank. And she wants to...
get an assistant manager position at her...
Yeah, and she's competing against the Stu.
Stu, right? That's
yeah.
A terrible name.
Stu. That's his name in Scream. That's, what's his name?
Yeah, but it suits him.
Yeah, that's true. It does
yeah.
Suit him better. What's his name?
Like, there's
name?
Never a cool Stu.
Matthew
Weber. There's never a cool stew in, like, a movie.
Just
Matthew Lillard is.
He's the fucking bad guy.
He's
cool.
He's not cool.
Yes, he is.
No, it's not when
he's
like...
hilarious.
He's like, it's your turn, man. I paid my woozy.
That's funny.
That's why he gets stabbed first.
That's funny.
And what's his name? Billy doesn't? What's his
See,
name?
See, that's what I pointed out. See how JC's not talking? But he was talking in the beginning.
Is
now
he tired
now?
Now
look at him. Now
look at
him. He's like,
I'm listening to what y'all are talking about.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the old lady showing up. The gypsy.
Which I don't know if
you're
supposed to call
them that way.
But
whatever. Ooh, they call her that
said,
in the movie.
Gitanas. You said it
a
one gitana. Time. We know that she's... one of them, so you don't have to...
It says gypsy on the thing!
Does it really?
Malevolent gypsy!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, if it was a water gypsy, it would have been different.
What's a water gypsy?
I don't know. It's from Nacho Libre, the one that gives them the ego. Oh, yeah. That was a good gypsy because it tried to help him.
With the eagle
with
egg.
With the eagle egg.
And then,
but it lied to him.
No, it did, because at the end he
But then he
like,
didn't even, he dropped the majority of the joke, like, all over his face.
I love Nacho Libre.
And then the gypsies in Snatch are like badass fighters.
True. So, okay.
I want to know what's matter with that word. Why?
I don't know, I heard it before saying that they weren't supposed to be called that anymore, but I don't know.
I think it's a cool word.
I mean, I thought it was too. So this lady, what's her name? Mrs.
Baba Ganoush.
Ganoush goes because she wants an extension.
Her name's Ganoush.
Her mortgage payment on her house, right?
Yeah, but it's been two times.
Yeah,
right?
They already extended it two times, and she wants another extension. And this lady is so gross, like she takes her teeth out, her dentures out, and then it's like.
She hawks up some brown shit.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. See, that stuff grosses the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see saliva shit, or like...
Yeah, you were grossed out just by her eye.
No, I just said her eye was weird. But, yeah. Like, yeah, so... is it like, just like in, like, Leatherface, when he gets all saliva, like, I think...
Where they show a close-up on his lips and
yeah, especially in part two, like, it's gross. Like
So she could extend it for a third time, but she's trying to like balls
like it's
up.
It's her choice. Yeah.
She could balls choice. Up so she can like try to get the promotion to the assistant
to
manager.
Show her boss that she could put her foot down and be like, "No, I'm sorry, we can't extend." Mm-hmm. So that's why she chooses to say no to her, and the lady gets really upset.
And she tries to beg.
Yeah, she gets on the floor and begs.
And then that's when they call security.
But Rosie says that they... What does she put on her dress?
Snot?
Yeah, it's just coughing on
and
her.
And then she, like, blew her nose on her. Mm-hmm. You didn't see that? I was like gross.
See, like, that's... Just, even Rosie
her,
was making her
she
face.
She tells her, I beg you and you shame me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you fucking put boogers on me, man.
Yeah, like...
And then plus, I'm like, why... Like, if, like... This lady could do, like is dishing out curses left and right to people. Like she's a fucking jerk.
I mean, yeah.
Like
I,
she couldn't pay her mortgage.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She should do readings for money.
I know.
Like that movie we watched the other day.
Look at how.
You mean like the other guy in the movie that was doing readings for money?
Yeah.
No, but then look at how much the median was making.
Yeah.
So she could have been making money on
the okay,
side.
So
did
was,
she have a job?
Was this the same lady that cursed the little boy?
No.
It was... might have been.
Right? Because
they
never show her. They
never mention it.
But,
because she is a gypsy.
They never show her, but it's the same psychic medium that's trying to face her twice.
Mm-hmm.
The demon. Which his name, what was it?
Lamia?
La Mia.
Sorry.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. So, so she curses her, and after that incident, her boss goes up to her and tells her, like, that the promotion is looking pretty well for her because of what she
mm-hmm.
did. So she's like, you're on top of the list. That's what he
mm-hmm.
tells her. So this is where the garage part, the parking garage part.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of my favorite parts. Because all the stuff that happens in there.
It's a whole big out
fight
between Christine and Baba Ganoush. Or what's her name? Ganoush. Ganoush is like one of the Indian gods, right?
What happens, Ganoush, is that?
Yeah, but I keep saying Baba Ganoush or...
Baba Ganoush, well...
It's a food, ain't it?
I told JT that's what she calls him in The Wedding Crasher.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a... Hold on.
But what happens when she's seeing the scar? Because she sees the car, which is, of course, from Evil Dead.
So she sees the car, and she's hesitant to keep walking because it's parked right across from hers, but, like, on the opposite side.
And then she hears some creepy shit.
And then she sees the...
How does a scar come out of the car?
She gets in her car, and then the scar starts floating.
The old lady?
No. The
young
girl.
So how does the scar come out of the other car?
Baba Ganoush is an eggplant dip.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how the scar comes out. It
just comes out,
starts
right?
floating.
Yeah.
It's
a
floating portrait.
Hanky.
It's like a hanky.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
her nudie hanky. Some
it's
shit on it.
Ugh, that's why it's probably all got brown stains
on it.
It's
her booger scar. That's what I call it. Because she constantly is just blowing her nose and spitting.
So she's like tracking it around the car, right, when she gets in it? She's tracking the scarf
yeah,
around.
And then it goes behind, it flies behind her car, and then she looks in the back, and the lady's sitting in the back seat.
Just all
and
creepy.
And she attacks her.
Yeah.
And that's when she staples her eye. Christine gets the stapler. And
so we get like a classic Sam Raimi fight, where it's like crazy shit happening, and weird like use of like, I guess, things laying around. Like
yeah.
you said, the stapler.
Yeah,
and then, like, when she pulled out the cinder block, you're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
did she get that from?
Because she tells her, I beat you, you old bitch. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she somehow disappears, and then she comes out with a big-ass brick. I'm like, where the
yeah.
hell did she get that brick from? It's just random.
But then she, okay, so let's go back to what the lady said. She couldn't work because one of her eyes went bad.
Since the sickness took over her eye, I think that's what she said.
But then, like, what was she doing that she needed two eyes?
Well, isn't there programs that help people?
Yeah,
like,
it probably is.
Yeah.
Like, disability. She would be considered disabled. You know, she.
Danielle.
So,
I don't think that family's on the up and up when we find out later.
Yeah, did you see their house?
Well, that was the daughter's house, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Because she was like, oh, I don't want to burden her. Remember? Because she's like, don't you have a family member you could go to stay with? And she's like, I don't want to burden her.
But yeah, she's begging and cursing people.
I know.
Fucking, god damn it. This lady pissed me off.
And let's see. What else is there? Did we pass a part where she says, they're in the chaos of the office. Who steals the file from Christine?
This was, that's after.
Yeah, this is after.
Because this is where
she starts hallucinating.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, after the long struggle, she rips the button off. Did
yeah.
you say the button? Or,
no, that was before.
That was in the garage, right?
Yeah.
No, that was when she was,
She was wearing her jacket.
I know.
Yeah, she rips it off in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, in the parking lot, yes.
This after she crashes the car.
Yeah, after their
And
she's,
she curses it in Hungarian.
And she gives it back to
it
her.
It was Hungarian?
That's what it says in...
Oh.
In
I was like, how do you know... I was like, how did you know the language?
I don't know, took a beat, though.
Dude, she gets her butt kicked
all the time?
In this movie. Oh, and I read on IMDb that she did a lot of her own stunts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the girl.
That's
What's your
cool.
name, Rosie?
I thought you were talking about the old gypsy.
Allison Lomay.
She, yes.
she would have broke her bones. She glances at the TV.
So this is where Justin Long picks her up.
Yeah, from after
mm-hmm.
the scene and the cops show
yeah.
and everything.
And so she. This is where she decides to go get a fortune
teller. Yeah. And then he tells her that a dark spirit is haunting her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, like, Justin Long's kind of like,
mocking
this is
it.
Bullshit. Yeah, kind of whatever. And then she goes back home, and that's when she starts seeing the entity, like, around as well.
And this guy, the fortune teller's guy's name is Rom.
Yeah, so...
Where are we at?
Where she gets the... Her... She gets beaten up at home and Stu... Not Stu. What's her dude's name?
Clay,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like a Clay.
Yeah, it is Clay. I was like, just making
like that
sense.
Wouldn't be his, like, if you saw him, you wouldn't be like, hey, that's Clay.
It's okay. It doesn't.
No, I'm just saying that name don't fit Justin Long's look.
But he gets home and he's like, it had to have been that old lady that broke into
yeah.
the house. And she's like, no, it was nobody I couldn't see. And she's like, well, of course you couldn't see because the lights are all out. Like, but it has to be her. So he calls the doctor and then the doctor's like, it's basically, she's just suffering
trauma.
From victim of violence.
Yeah,
like
almost like PTSD.
So he basically said, yeah, like she just kind of imagined everything. But then all this shit is all thrown around everywhere.
She gets beat up all the time.
Maybe they thought it was her that was
yeah,
going off.
Like crazy.
Going crazy. And this is when she goes to work.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stu shows
like,
up.
You're gonna, aren't you going to train me in some sort of work prep? And she's like, can we do this later? And he's an asshole like always. And he tells her... Well, of course, I'll just tell
well,
the boss that you're
I think
not.
Before her, like, she wakes up from that, but she's having a nightmare.
Where the fly goes in her mouth.
Yeah, the fly goes in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where she starts saying things. She starts saying that...
The old lady.
The
old lady.
Oh, yeah, because the fly is flying around her nose,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it goes up her nose.
Yeah, and
no.
it comes out, and then it goes... Pushes
in
itself
her
in her mouth.
Yeah,
because
then when she goes to the office, she hears the fly in her
stomach.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hears the buzzing.
Yeah.
And
so that's where Stu comes in.
Yeah, Stu comes in, and he's like, okay, I'll just tell the boss that you're not up to it. She's like, no, never mind, I hope.
He's a fucking jerk. I hate him.
He is.
Yeah. And that's where she starts seeing her again.
Well, she starts bleeding from her
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that part is great. Like, a nose
she
that's
She starts seeing the fingers,
the fingers
too, right?
Yeah, she goes like that, and then Stu gets freaked out.
Oh,
like,
get
oh,
your...
She hollers at him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hollers
yeah.
at him, and then she starts bleeding from her nose.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the blood is so ridiculous.
Yeah, the blood...
It sprays everything.
The boss is like, are you okay? And then her nose, like, this freaking... Like pressure washer onto
his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah,
he's
like,
did it get in my mouth?
Yeah,
did it get in my mouth?
He says that like three times.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, did
that
it get in my mouth? Yeah, so that happens, and that's when Stu steals the file.
Steals the file.
That's where he steals it from.
Of the big client.
Because they let her, they tell her to go home,
and
since,
take
you know.
It with her, and then she brings it back, and then that's when he takes it from her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is where she goes to see the daughter to see if she could find Baba Ganoush.
Stop calling me that. I'm trying to make sure. So.
And Baba Ganoush.
She realizes Ganoush died.
Yeah.
Because they're having like a little...
Yeah,
wait.
Instead of putting...
Which means, did she kill her?
The fly in her stomach, I put here's the flu in her stomach.
Who'll kill her?
Did Christine kill Baba Ganoush?
Like at the end?
Because if
oh.
you think about it, it's the very next day and she's dead.
Yeah, she beat the, well, like, she flew through the gas.
She flew through the car, Danielle.
Did she?
Yeah. But, in the
maybe
no,
she
had a
flew
heart
through
attack.
The car, but she didn't fly through the car.
She flew in the front, yeah.
She
flew in the front.
She,
yeah,
front.
And
but she's
teeth.
Still awake. She was still able to curse her.
Yeah, she
and
cursed her.
So you could
Christine
die of...
passed out, and that's where she vanished.
Maybe she died of internal bleeding.
Exactly.
That,
you don't,
I mean,
you could die from
that could
other
be the
stuff.
Only thing.
Yeah. So later on, she got
internal
home.
Internal bleeding from what? Hitting her face on the thing?
You'll be surprised.
Dude,
her teeth,
you can't breathe.
Her
you
teeth
can't...
flew out of her
she's
mouth.
She's a demon.
She's not a demon. She's a gypsy.
She's still a demon.
You could get internal bleeding from... You know, a car accident and
maybe
not show
like
anything
an
real quick.
Bang the shit out
really,
because
she stuck a ruler down her throat and she was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
See? That could have caused her internal
oh,
bleeding.
Was it in there? In the garage?
Yeah.
Right
hey, but was it a full ruler?
Oh, yeah, she stuck
and Christine
it.
Christine passed out because she cursed her and she put the button back in her hand. And that's when Christine was like, oh... Like,
droopy.
She kind of put, like, a curse on her for her to, like, sleep
mm-hmm.
and then wake up.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, she killed
vanished.
Her.
I don't know.
She killed Baba Ganoush.
Yeah, so...
Because why would she be dead the very next day? And why would they be having a wake the very next day?
But she goes to the daughter's house and she finds out, oh, because she's lying to her daughter saying, like, I can get her house back, blah, blah, blah. And the daughter's like...
Well, she could have.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. And so she lets her in and she goes downstairs and that's when they're having... Oh, there's a party going on, but then she trips over something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
you know what?
Not,
my mic has been off.
You can talk loud anyway.
I know, so it's all right.
And she fell on top of the coffin with what's her name
on top of Ganesh.
On top of Baba Ganesh's...
one.
Open table. Because it wasn't a casket.
It was like a coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it the body falls on Christine, and then all this freaking shit sprays out of old lady's mouth into her mouth, and it's like, what is it, babe?
It's
like green slime.
It's like, yeah.
Right?
It looked like antifreeze.
Yeah, like it's just pouring all over her mouth, and oh, Rosie, did we pass the part where she went with her freaking in the garage?
In the car, where she took her things fell off and she started biting, trying to
her
bite her.
And all her
saliva. And all her.
See, that shit.
I got a question. If you get dentures, why do you get dentures fucked, like,
messed
made?
Messed up, her dentures were ugly.
Like, they weren't even, like, if you're going to get fake teeth, at least make them look, like,
nice.
She probably.
Well, maybe they were nice,
them.
But she put them through hell and
yeah.
She didn't have money
she
to
get bit
them.
All these other people.
Bit all. Just
true.
Running around fighting on that don't want to give her an extension or anything. That
on her loan.
Wants.
You could tell she had a sweet tooth because she was ripping off candy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's pretty great.
But wait, dentures don't rot like teeth.
Because
no.
She's a demon.
Maybe they were made out of real teeth.
She's a demon.
She's not a demon.
She is not
a
demon.
Demons are not human.
She
hello?
Human. Did you see her eyes?
She died.
That was a glass eye, right?
That wasn't a glass eye.
Was it
I think
eye?
It was just
a
real eye. Because
remember she said, like,
died.
She lost her vision or whatever. The sickness got to her
eye.
Chick cataracts.
Yeah, so she goes to the house to ask for forgiveness, and that's when the body falls on her and all that shit comes out of the pouring out of her mouth.
Antifreeze.
And Christine returns to, what's his name, Michael? The fortune teller?
Rom?
Yeah, and he tells her as long as she owns the cursed button, a powerful demon known as
Lamia
will torment her for 3 days before dragging her to hell.
Unless she does a blood sacrifice.
He suggests to do a blood sacrifice. When she reluctantly, like, she's like, no. Because he's
she's
like...
She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, he's like, a chicken. And she's like, no, I'm a vegetarian. I'd be like, who freaking cares, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I got this freaking...
How many chickens you want?
I know. Where do they sell chickens around here?
I'm gonna...
Like, I mean, a freaking demon is stalking
okay,
her,
but this is the thing, too. He gave her a book on it, right? How to sacrifice it, right? Or how to do it.
But
she didn't she didn't read the book.
She opened it and she was glancing through it,
but
she didn't do
read it.
It
didn't realize, she didn't seem like she paid any attention
mm-hmm.
to it, really.
She just
like,
thought,
if
right,
I was
me,
cursed like that, I would
just
be
pour
reading
this blood.
Detail of that book.
Yeah, because he probably didn't want a cat. He probably wanted, like, I don't know, a goat, maybe a human sacrifice or something.
So this is where she shows up at back home.
Yeah, she shows up back home and the demon starts haunting her there and stalking her there. So she locks herself in her room and it beats the shit out of her.
Well, this is where we see the cool hooves and
the
horns and everything.
Michael saying it's now.
That's
jerk.
Michael.
I know, he's a jerk.
Wasn't
I know.
He?
That's Michael when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
So we see the silhouette of it.
Yeah, of the big horn.
And it throws her around the room a couple of times.
Beats the shit out of her and tears apart the room.
Yeah. And then after this is where she kind of snaps and she's like, the JT caught this
she
before.
She grabs a knife.
Yeah, and JT was like, kitty, kitty, and that's exactly what she started saying.
So she decides she's going to sacrifice her cat to Lumia.
Lamia.
Lambuska, whatever.
Lambushka.
To that dude.
And she...
Well, she does, and then we catch her the very next scene burying the cat.
Yeah, but exactly, so it doesn't show her doing any type of
ritual or nothing. She just killed the cat.
She's just like, oh, if I kill this cat, like, everything's going to be done. So she's burying it, and that's when Justin Long comes in, and he's like, why do you have blood on, why is there blood? And she looks behind her, and she's like, what are you talking about?
I was cutting tomatoes or whatever.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
It's like the blood from the juice from the tomato.
It's not red.
Doesn't come out that dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no.
Yeah, even if it's like tomato sauce or tomato paste.
It's still not that
She
dark.
Could have been straight up and said the truth that she had a nosebleed at work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what
Rosie
said.
What
said. Rosie's like, oh, I had a nosebleed at work. It started
that's
again.
That's a good idea, Mike. So.
God, yeah, see, I never get credit.
And this is where he tells her, are you feeling up to going to dinner with my parents because you haven't been feeling
I
would have
gave the button to them.
I do,
to
for
the
real.
Mom.
Yeah.
They were actually nice people.
Really,
what?
Dude?
The guy, the woman,
the, dad,
the woman was a jerk after.
That's where we
and
said
then
the
she,
mom
and
was
then
a jerk.
The mom got, like,
warmed
know,
up to her.
Yeah, warmed up to her. She was cool until she started hearing shit and acting a fool because she had a fly in her mouth.
Well, can we talk about it step by step?
You, like, super went above, like...
You went through the whole scene already, Danielle.
Yeah.
I know.
So, she shows up and, like, JT
no,
said...
The mom's a douchebag.
The mom and the dad's cool.
Yeah.
But that, the mom's a douchebag, kind of talking down her because
she
wants
want
her son to date somebody rich like
the
they
lawyer.
Are.
Yeah. And she shows up with a cake, too.
A harvest
like,
cake.
Yeah, and the mom's like, oh, is this being
from
like a smartass? Like, oh, is this something you make while you're on the farm? Like, oh, I'm sorry, rich lady. Like,
I
you don't
know,
know
right?
anything about cooking. Like, Jesus.
Goddamn richies.
I know. And I like this part too, where the mom's name's Trudy. They're walking in.
How
the
come
cat,
you remember that name?
The cat
hisses
at her,
yeah.
And they're like, the mom's like, that's weird. Like she never really hisses at
yeah.
people.
What was the name of the cat?
I don't know.
It's a black cat.
Sounded familiar.
Yeah, but she's like. She said, it's okay, I've had a cat before, and Justin Long catches that and says, what do you mean you have a cat? Like, you would only say that if something happened to it.
She's like, who knows, cats come and go.
Yeah. Knowing that she killed her cat. So, yeah. So, this is where JT says the dinner part, and she starts, like, hallucinating. And she's finally kind of breaks
The ice
with the mom after she tells her about her mom being an
alcoholic and her
the mom
dad dying.
Interrogating her about her mom.
Yeah.
Finding out her mom's alcoholic. She's like, oh, well, my father. Didn't she say my father was an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was always
ashamed of it,
but you have backbone, not like that other girl he brought over here before. I guess who he dated before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start getting along, they serve the cake, and that's when she hallucinates the eyeball in the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the fly flies out of her mouth.
She starts choking.
Yeah.
She starts, because you take the bite of the cake and then she starts choking and it flies out of her mouth and...
Then everybody starts spitting out the cake.
Oh yeah, and then that's when she starts hearing more noises and she...
At the door, like a pounding at the door.
And she's like, just leave me alone. Didn't she say that?
She starts screaming.
Like hysterically.
Yeah, hysterically out of chair.
Yeah, and she's like, and then she's like, I think I better go. And Justin Long's like, I'm going to go with her. And the mom's like, no, let her go. She's a sick girl. It's like, the mom's such a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there?
This is where we go back to Rami, right? Where she tries to get more.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I have somebody that can help you, but it's going to cost $10,000. Like, Jesus.
So, yeah, she starts, well, she goes to
fighting
her boss.
Fighting demons?
And she's like, hey, that assistant manager position, since she was top of the line for it, she's like, can you give me an advancement? Because somebody's really sick in my family. They're not dying, but I need the money. And then he's like, oh, you didn't hear that, I guess, the contract or whatever that was going to go through, the company canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, didn't they say something like that? They
canceled
it. Yeah,
it didn't go through.
So he's like, it looks pretty bad on what?
No, but I was laughing. Because I thought the name of the cat is Hecuba.
Oh, that's the name of the cat.
Okay.
Just random reading.
He looked up the name of the cat.
So he's like, it looks pretty bad on me and you right now. He's like, well, if you have issues with your family, go ahead and take their dress in. But she just, like, walks off.
Yeah.
Starts pawning shit.
Mm-hmm.
She only gets
$3,800.
Some shit.
$3,800.
That's way more than she
needs. Yeah, so she's all down tugging a whole gallon of ice cream because she's like...
And she's lactose intolerant.
Did we talk about when the lady attacks her in the garage when she's trying to pawn stuff? In the shed?
She takes her hand, punches her, and her hand goes into her mouth.
See, that's like another goofy kind of thing.
That was cool though, and she drops the anvil on her.
Oh yeah, what splatters on her face? Her eyeballs shoot out.
Yeah.
But why would he have an anvil just
hanging
there like that? That doesn't make any sense. And the way it's all rigged up.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of like a trap or something.
Why would you have that, right, at all? Why would you have an anvil? If you're a blacksmith worker, maybe?
Obviously,
there's nothing of him being a blacksmith.
Did he live with her?
Yeah.
He did? Or no?
I don't think he took off
because remember she wouldn't, like, at the end when they're like, we'll meet you at the station. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't live with her then?
No.
So she has it.
Yeah, why would she have an anvil
for? I don't know. Well, she is a farm person.
Yeah.
True. So that's probably where she got all the tools from, too. But why would
Makes sense.
Why would you hang
an anvil
like that?
It's a
farm thing, I guess.
What if you walk through there and all
and
of a sudden
accidentally
it falls?
It's for farmers.
I guess.
Farmers hang anvils in their barns. Everybody knows that.
Oh, it's for good luck, right?
Yeah, it's like horseshoes.
Yeah. If you make it past the anvil and live another day, good luck.
Yep. It's a good day because you didn't die by the anvil.
So she, like Rosie says, she's eating the ice cream, and that's when Justin Long tells her, like, I paid the $10,000 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he tells her all this nice stuff, like, I always promise to take care of you, and the fact that you believe this, like, I'll help you. Like,
yep.
I'm helping you. He's a nice guy. Very nice guy. Would you do that for me, babe?
What's that?
If I felt like I was being haunted by something and somebody, like, told me that I needed $10,000, would you pay it?
I'd be like, shop around. There's got to be somebody cheaper.
Like, we can't get
if
anybody
she needs
cheaper?
It in one day.
Like, you see me getting...
Less than 24 hours.
Like, you see me getting tormented by...
We got 10 hours to go and look.
I guarantee you. Like, I'm pretty sure you could probably look it up on, like, Facebook Marketplace.
Go to the south side.
Yeah, there you go, the south side. West side.
Mm-hmm.
The west side, you can get you all kinds of stuff over there.
A curandero and a snow cone at the same place.
And a curandero or whatever. And then what are those people that hang around in the new markets? A culero or whatever.
The culeros?
Pulgueros.
Yep. There's always that ero at the end of it, right? Of everything.
Caballero.
Valero.
Valero.
Shit.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, so he pays the.
The ten large.
And she goes to the lady's house.
Which is the same lady who lost to the demon in the first place.
40 years ago.
She wanted revenge.
That would have been like,
her name
she wanted revenge, but for $10,000?
Yeah.
If you wanted to retake the demon on, like, hey, pay for the goat, and we'll call it even.
Yeah. Pay for the goat? Give me the goat. Maybe maybe you don't have to pay for the goat.
The goat is not $10,000 in here.
How do you know that?
Maybe it's a secret code.
Yeah.
Because the pulgueros told me when they buy them at the flea market.
Hey, wait, how much is it for the goat?
$20. He's not out there. He's not out there, goat, but okay.
So, what's her name, Rosandy, Dina, and Rosie. Realized,
oh, you mean uno, dos, tres?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Rosie was like... This lady.
What was it called?
Cuatro,
cinco, seis.
Sean Sandena.
And then she goes, oh, she comes out in cuatro, cinco, seis. I was like, you're just fucking counting.
Clase cuatro, cinco, seis.
See? Just fucking counting.
That is not. It says class 402.
She's just fucking counting.
406.
Michael was like, you're just counting. What's it
doing? That's a band, dude.
Yeah.
That's the other novella.
I mean, yeah, that's
Rebelde. That's a bachata band or whatever they
call. That was not bachata.
Bachata.
They don't know what... people don't know what... I don't even know what the fuck that word is. But nobody knows what that word means.
It's music, dude. It's music.
What kind of music is it?
It's like...
You heard it. Michael's
heard
it.
Is it the...
No.
No, it
kind of
sounds...
Bachata is more like... I don't
want to
say
it
reggae,
kind of,
but like...
It's
kind
rice
of reminds
water.
You of... Yeah, it reminds you of... Yeah, a little bit.
That looks like vomit,
it's
right?
It's like romantic, kind of.
Yeah, and then they kind of do like the slower dance.
Yeah.
Cumbia.
It's a reggaeton, dude, but...
Slowed down a reggaeton.
Yeah, kind of.
It's love making reggaeton.
No, because reggaeton could be like booty music.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know.
It's not like that.
All I know is reggaeton, they need a lot of gasolina.
Yeah.
That's all I know. And you can't buy reggaeton CDs at the flea market because they won't play in your CD player.
Why, you bought one?
No! Shout out to Brian who bought
one.
Yeah, and then he was pissed off because it didn't play in his Jeep.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Brian. So bachata music is like...
Are we still talking about pachanga music?
Well, y'all keep talking.
Y'all
were
wondering
like
what the hell it's about. All
right.
So... I don't know if y'all heard, but the artist Romeo Santos, Prince Royce.
No,
oh, I've heard of Prince Royce.
Aventura.
Nope.
Yeah, Aventura.
That's bachata.
Oh.
Didn't know any of those people.
It's all new to me.
Oh, God. So, okay, so she goes...
What kind of flavors of horchata did it have anyway? Like, just cinnamon?
I think so. It's like rice and...
Yeah, but it looks gross. It looks like throw up.
You don't like that, Rosie?
I do.
I like the horchata flavored beer last time when they had it.
Oh,
oh, gross.
No.
That one was pretty good.
What's that stuff that they make? Remember, is it chinche? The stuff in where they chew up the cocoa leaves and they spit
it out and it's fermented.
And it ferments and spit and people drink it.
Chinche.
Yeah, it's something
they
like...
Saw it in
is it Peru?
Peru, yeah. It's Peruvian.
They chew, they get
they get
cocoa leaves.
I bet y'all have it wrong.
No, it's called that.
Chinche drink.
We believe your flea market.
We believe
your
tutaro music or whatever you would call it.
But you don't believe what we saw on the History Channel.
Do you mean chinchon?
No.
What is that?
Get out of here, Rosie.
Is that somebody with big breasts?
I know.
A man?
I don't think I have the correct thing, because there's nothing with that.
There is. I swear to God, I
see it.
They
saw it on TV.
Yeah. And it comes
it's
out
an
in...
alcoholic beverage?
Yeah, it's fermented. Like, I don't know what
that's
it is.
That's what it's called.
To.
Y'all don't believe me.
That's
so
the way they
said they're
on
saying
TV.
It the way they heard it
mm-hmm.
on TV.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
I think it was... I think it was either Andrew Zimmer or Bourdain.
I saw one with Andrew Zimmer. And then I saw it in a movie, dude, where it was like some guy that goes down to Peru and he stays there to get away from the law and shit like that. And he ends up drinking that stuff. Like, he's always drunk on that shit.
That's gross. Why would you want to drink somebody else's spit?
And it's old ladies that chew on it. It's old ladies that chew it.
And oh, so it's like an old lady,
like
in the movie?
Yeah, like her. But they have their teeth, though. Cause they need
They have their teeth.
Okay, so we're on the part where she prepares the seance to trap the Lami. What is it called? Lamia?
Mm-hmm.
See, it is Chinche. Told you. What is Chinche made of? It is tradition. It's Jorga corn, a type of malt corn from the Andes. It's mixed with the fuck? Some other bullshit.
Yeah, it's
maybe I'm spelling it wrong.
Okay.
And then they got pisco sour.
I saw that
right there. Pisco sour. Pisco sour, dude. That sounds pretty good. I'll try that. Can we get a pisco sour?
Let's go to a bar here. What is that? Look it up.
Look it up, rookie.
Look it up.
Look it up, rookie.
The fuck you don't chat?
Go back and give me my chit chat, whatever you say.
Get that lady to go chew up some leaves.
I brought my own lady here. Here she is.
So that's chewed up corn. I thought it was coke. But I know they chew coke to like keep them awake or something.
Yeah, because when they go above sea level and stuff like that, the Sherpas and all that stuff, they'll chew on it.
They'll chew on it to help them like with their stay awake and keep moving.
Okay, so we're on the part where...
So she shows up to the...
She prepares the seance. And she wants to trap the Lamia in the goat.
In
the
goat.
She brings the goat out. Okay, yeah, and kill it. So they want to trap the demon in there, and then things go wrong, though, and it possesses the lady, right?
Yeah.
Does it possess the lady?
Something
possessed the lady. It's not Lamia at first.
Lamia.
Yeah,
not at first, because
no.
She remembers she goes... A lot of them stick around or whatever.
Oh, somebody wakes up.
They're not possessed.
Yeah, it's all filled with ghostesses.
So she sends them away.
Mm-hmm.
She banishes them.
And then this is where Lamia takes over.
I think she says somebody was going to get possessed by the Lumpia, whatever it is.
Filipino.
And she was supposed, whoever got possessed or she got possessed, they were supposed to put the hand on the goat so that it could transfer from her to the goat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
But wait, hey.
No, but it says here the goat, So they want to trap the Lamia in the goat and kill it. And then it says that things go wrong and the Lamia possesses her and then her assistant. And then she successfully exercises a lot. Oh, well, that's a thing.
Well, doesn't... No, first they trap it in the goat, but then the goat bites the goat.
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah, it bites her assistant. Because
it starts
talking. The goat starts talking and then it bites the assistant's hand. And then he starts floating
and dancing
in the air like all goofy and
that was
stuff.
Cool though when he got possessed and he was dancing and doing all that weird shit. That was really cool. Like,
see, and JT liked this movie and it had no gore in it at all.
We had a lot of vomit.
So
before
shit.
That happened though, like when the lady what's her name, the Spanish lady,
uno dos tres.
So, when she was facing her, trying to get to Christine, and that's where Christine grabs a hand and puts it on the goat.
Oh, okay.
And that's how the goat got
possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then,
Lamia.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rosie's getting scared. It's the wind outside.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost goat.
Ooh,
it's
windy.
I wonder if it ran. Did it take those lights off?
What lights?
On the tree?
No.
Wait, you tied the tape lights to the tree?
So I looked up what a Lamia is.
But it's a real Lamia.
Yeah, no, but it says it's a woman. It's a woman. It's Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It's a real demon?
No, it's a woman that ate her kids.
Oh.
It's based on
it says in ancient Greek mythology was a woman who became a child-eating monster after her children were destroyed by Hera, who learned of her husband Zeus, Tyrus, with her. I guess she slept with
Triss.
Triss? That's what it is? Like, mess around?
Triss is like you mess around.
Yeah.
They had a Triss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what
happens? I knew that word.
So what happens in the what happens after that? When he's dancing in the air.
Where they have to they banish Lambuska out
yeah,
of the guy.
No, he's dancing and stuff and then he goes and attacks Christine.
We already passed that
one. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. That's where she gets she banishes the red shit from his body.
Not
then he falls on the
dancing,
fire.
He's mimicking them like, haha, you can't get me. And then that's when he goes and attacks Christine. And it, like he slaps the...
No, because then he goes back on top of the table and he's dancing on top of the table. Because that's where she banishes him and he falls onto the fire.
She curses him and that's when she's bringing him back.
She doesn't curse him, she pulls the
not
spirit out
him.
Of him.
She, but he's over here with Christine trying to get with her. That's when she wakes up and she's calling out all these things to him and he's going. Like he's getting weak and going towards the table. And that's where he's just dangling and that's where all this stuff comes out.
I remember him dancing on that part.
No. When after he's dancing, he goes and tries to attack Christine.
Well, he falls on the fire.
She's knocked out. The curandera lady is knocked out.
Uno, dos, tres. Is knocked out, but then she wakes up and pulls the spirit from...
Mm-hmm. Away from Christine.
But then this is where we find out that she did nothing because it's still going to come for her until she gives... Because
she they didn't kill it.
They didn't kill the goat.
They just banished it.
So this is my thing, because she says she could give the curse to somebody else.
Yes.
As long as she gives the button... To like somebody else and they become owner. So how come she couldn't just give the button to the goat?
Because the goat's not going to take it.
Yeah, he'll eat it. Goats eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then he becomes the owner of the...
I think she has to tell them like, I'm giving you this. Now you're
you could tell
the
that,
owner.
You could tell that to a goat?
Yes, because the goat knows
but
what you're telling
them. But they're not going to get the cons... They're not going to understand... Because
the goat understands what you're telling him.
What you're telling him.
What you're telling him.
Yeah,
so
but okay. So, regardless
where,
if that happened,
where they find out that she's still cursed and that she has to give the button away,
you're able to give the button to a dead person, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the concept. They're
but
dead.
I think maybe because she was the one that placed the curse
mm-hmm.
on her, so
yeah.
she was giving it back.
She's trying to place it.
No,
back.
Because the guy says, like, could she just asked, could she give it to a dead person, not. Like, necessarily that dead person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because first of all, we skip the part.
It can't be an animal. Like,
why not?
Because it just can't.
That's just mean.
They were going to fucking kill a goat anyways.
Would they have ate it afterwards and made cabrito after?
Probably. If that curandera was a Mexican.
Right.
Then you'd be cursed.
She
was
a Mexican, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in Cinco Dos Tres. So.
Clase.
Clase. Clásico Cinco Dos Tres.
No!
So.
Oh, God. That was a really good novella.
So, but first of all, we skipped the part where she's scoping out the diner trying to figure
find
out who to give
yeah,
the button to. And she was going to give it to an old man, jerk face.
Because she thought he was by himself.
She
was,
but okay.
Oxygen.
I get it.
He was already going to die.
But he was still
going to
burn in hell.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard. Like, no matter how much.
That's pretty messed up.
Right?
Yeah, I think no matter how much you would hate a person, I don't think you'd want them to spend eternity in hell. You know what I mean? It's kind of wrong.
Like, I don't know why she didn't give it to Stu. Like, she was already there giving it to him, and then he was like, no. And he screwed her over so many times. It's like, but no, let me try to give this to
like
old
a
man.
Bitch.
Oh, we missed the whole part, though.
What?
Where she puts the button in the envelope.
Yeah, she puts it in an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
Before she heads out.
Mm-hmm. And then they almost hit a homeless guy. Well, an old man, I guess.
Well, she sees the lady, that's why.
Yeah. And then this is where we end up with Steve.
This is where she mixes up
mm-hmm.
all her papers and everything with Clay's papers and envelope that he had. Because
yeah.
Clay collects coins.
Like a douchebag. Guess. I don't know.
Some people have hobbies that they do.
I guess, whatever.
So, okay. So, did we pass the part where she tries to get into old lady? You said that? She.
The old man?
Yeah, but
we're at the diner where she was gonna give it to the old man, and she was gonna give it to Stu.
What did she do after that?
But then Stu admits that he's the one that sold the
baby.
The contract and gave it to the other bank.
No, that's way before, that's way after she goes to the cemetery.
No. I'm gonna tell the boss or whatever that boss guy's name something
she
about you.
That's why.
Yeah, and then when he comes clean.
Yeah.
About it, about stealing
but
the file
he says,
and
don't
about.
Don't tell my dad.
Dad, don't tell my dad. But I didn't get that part.
Yeah, I was like, who's her dad? I was like, I don't know.
And that's where she sees the obituary of
the
Baba
lady.
Ganoush.
And then she goes to the cemetery and digs up her grave because her plan is to give the coin, the button,
the curse back to her.
Back to her, and she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she gets hit in the head with
by a crucifix
and falls and knocks out.
You notice when she's climbing out of the grave, it mimicked the Evil Dead cover?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With her hand raised up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so she does that, and when she gets out of there, and she thinks she's...
Well, it looks like her soul is being cleansed because of the rain.
Yeah.
And all the dirt is washing off of her, and her face looks like clearer.
No, it's because she's in the shower, so it's kind of...
She's in the fucking rain, and then it
yes,
cuts to the shower.
But it
starts in the rain.
It's not that she's clean out there.
I would say that the shower kind of symbolizes that her.
No, but it cuts from the rain to the shower.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it starts like
yeah.
The mud starts clearing from her
and
face
then
in the rain.
To the shower. Yeah.
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 No, you didn't. You just. Then it goes to the. No, it's the shower. The shower did it.
The shower cleansed her.
Cleansed her.
The shower cleansed her.
Dude. Oh my god. Okay, and then this is the part where she thinks she's not cursed anymore.
Yep.
And
she hears that Stu admitted to her boss called her. Her boss calls her and tells her that the promotion is hers because Stu admitted to stealing the file and trying to broker
yeah.
his own deal with
mm-hmm.
that client.
Yeah. And she goes to meet Clay at the
train station.
And did y'all talk about how she got the letters mixed up?
Mm-hmm. We just did, you know.
Okay, so he pulls out the envelope. Oh, he's going to ask her to marry her.
Because what she bought, yeah, he's going to ask her to marry her. But she buys a new coat.
Yeah.
Because she gets rid of the one with the missing button.
Mm-hmm. So, and then what else happens?
This is where Clay pulls the envelope from his
mm-hmm.
pocket. And he's like, well, what happened to your old coat? Because I thought it's
this
missing
button.
This. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And she starts, like, backing away,
yeah.
like, in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then she falls onto the rail. Of the tracks, and he's like, oh my god, like he's freaking out, but then he actually
sees
her being dragged
to hell.
So like all this time he was like, oh, if you believe it, like I'll believe it with you, but he never really
saw anything.
And this time, like, the shock in his face, and
because it seems like she is going crazy through the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually sees her going to hell.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie. She goes to hell. With Miguelito from the beginning.
What?
I don't know. I'm just giving him a name. I don't know the little boy's name.
So it says, of course, the Yellow Delta 88 is the same car used in each Dead films.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
The car.
Oh, the car, yeah.
And she did almost all her stunts. And, what was it? Where's that part at? Hold on. So it says here that this was actually written in the 90s.
Really?
This movie was written in the 90s, and it says, although Drag Me to Hell was not released until 2009, the two Raimi brothers wrote the screenplay for the
film Ivan and Sam.
Back in the 1990s and under the title of The Curse. The idea was to make the film after they completed Army of Darkness, but other projects drew their interest away. So that's what happened.
It would, cause she did look similar to a deadite,
yeah.
The old lady.
And
yeah.
So it says the underlying plot of Drag Me to Hell draws on several international folklores, namely ones of Greek and German origin, Greek mythology. That's what
Lumpia
closely resembles the Furies, spiritual entities summoned by those wronged by others as a means of. A cursed revenge. See, it brings up Krampus to hold similar power, centered around the Christmas holiday. Krampus would reward children for good behavior, with dragging mischievous children to the underground for eternity.
Which makes no sense because that girl didn't do nothing wrong to that old lady. That old lady should have paid her bills on time.
Yeah.
She would have had her house.
And it says here that Bruce Campbell denied a role in this movie. He wanted to cast his longtime friend and frequent collaborator Bruce Campbell to play a role in Drag Me to Hell. Fortunately, Campbell was too busy filming his TV show Bird Notice at the time and had to decline the part. It says while his potential role was never clear, Campbell would have likely played Christine's bank manager, which was Mr. Jack. So, yeah.
Makes sense. I'm surprised Ted Raimi wasn't in it.
I know, that's true.
He always
says
like,
this movie was also a remake of the 1957 film Curse of the Demon, a.k.a. Night of the Demon.
Not to be confused with Night of the Demon.
Yeah, the 80s. Lamia Demon, that's what JT talked about, is a boogie woman known for scolding the country for little children to feast upon. The tale became popular in Greece as a way to get young children into bed at night.
So nowadays, like, you know, like you back then, like way back then, it's like, oh yeah, the Lamia's gonna come and
Lamia's gonna get you
if you don't come inside. I think
it
should be like
that's now. Method,
nowadays, it's like, hey, if you don't get out of this house and get off that tablet, the Lamia's gonna get you. It's the opposite nowadays because everybody wants to stay inside.
Let's see.
Who is coming?
Allison Lohman's. How do you say it?
Lowman.
Lowman.
That's how. Lowman.
Was originally cast in the role of Christine Brown, but left production to star in Whippet instead.
I don't see her as.
When Allison Lohman was cast, she underwent preparation. In addition to watching several old horror movies, she prepared nearly all of her. She performed nearly all of her own stunts in the film. When it says one exception comes in the final graveyard scene in which her body double was used for a quick shot. The camera cuts from Christine's face to a shot of her backside while climbing out of the grave, which was the body double.
I guess that's where she gets hit by that big old cross.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because they don't probably want her to get hit by that big old thing.
It says... Yep.
It says, yep, Lamia. She actually fights with a dead body in this movie, you know.
Yeah. That's true. Evil Dead references. That it says, it's clear that Drag Me to Hell takes place in the Evil Dead universe. In addition to Raimi's personally owned yellow 1988 Delta that appears in all his movies, Christine utters the line, I'm going to get some, en route to the cemetery, which is direct reference to Ash's catchphrase, come get some, in Evil Dead. Clay also mentions his parents' cabin that's private as trees, a direct nod to Raimi's first feature. The film even starts with the same 80s era Universal logo popular at the time that the Evil Dead movies were made. Yeah, because when he said, oh, my family has a cabin, like, I thought of Evil Dead,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like, you
remember? Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, that's pretty cool. I was just looking up stuff like that, and I'm looking on... this is his only PG-13 rated... Is Crawl PG-13? No?
He didn't direct that. I think he produced it only.
His only PG-13 rated horror movie. Yeah.
Yeah, because Crawling, they don't show anything all rowdy in there.
Mm-hmm. This was Justin Long's second horror film, was his first one, Rosie.
He was a horror film?
Yeah, this was his second one, which was his first.
She doesn't know.
I think I've seen his first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has.
I know she has.
Do you want me to say? You're not going to get it.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And it says here, Octavia Spencer is one of the bank customers in the background with Mr. Ganesh is being let out of the back.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's funny. I didn't notice her either.
And then it says here, Sam Raimi had asked Edgar Wright to direct, and Edgar Wright is was the one that produced Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the maggots, Rosie. Mm-hmm. The maggots that she throws up on Christine's face during the nightmare, it's actually made out of pasta.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like that, what's it called? The little one that looks like rice?
I thought they were mealworms.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's pastas that
look like that. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on how you cut it, right?
And it said Alison Lohman stated to the Daily Record that shooting the film was such hard work that she had to drink shots of tequila every night just to get to sleep.
That's what I would do. Even though it wasn't hard.
But yeah, that's about it.
All right, so what do we rank this movie? Because I give it 3.5.
I give it 3.5. Because it was like...
It was funny.
It
kept your
interest. It was entertaining, fun movie.
Wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary.
But...
And you know, before...
Like I said, it has that slapstick kind of feel to it where you're like, oh,
like,
shit.
I think Zai really would have liked this movie. Like, Zai wouldn't have been scared of this movie. He would have liked this one because it's like silly.
Yeah, it's like silly... Not scary stuff, but just silly stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
3.5, 2.
5-star Rosie gives it 3.5.
I give it 3.5.
See? 3.5 all the way around. We finally agree on a score where all of us are the same thing.
Yeah. Whoa, that's American. When is it going
to
rain outside right now?
No, I'm just thinking about rain in the weather.
So this is coming out a little bit later than we usually do it, so I'll probably end up editing this tonight, Danielle, because it won't take me that long. But, so we're going to have to discuss what we're doing next episode, and we also have a episode of our Patreon exclusive Cobra Kai.
Exclusive.
Where, what did we discuss in that episode? I forgot. Besides the, we started laughing. There's like a whole bunch of laughing.
I don't know, but this one over here was already like, when are we going to record Cobra Kai? Like, I was like, dude, like, as I told you, it's getting good. And she's like, I know.
So we got to do a Cobra Kai, and then we got to do another main feed. But, so y'all can listen to, join our Patreon, and y'all can listen to that. I forgot what I was saying, dude. It was like, I was thinking about it. It was like, I'm totally fried right now.
You sound like Rosie.
No, at least I'm not sitting like her, look. Halfway out the couch.
She always sits like that.
But you can reach us at, hold on, I have it, you know,
I have a thing.
You can reach us at Dead Rooster Radio Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, Facebook group Dead Rooster Radio, or you can email us at deadroosterradio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I think this phone number still works, 774-538-9578. But call us. Give us a scary story. Talk shit. I don't care. Whatever. You can tell me that drag it to hell. Drag Me to Hell is better than 3.5. But it was pretty unanimous out of all of us. Mm-hmm. But I guess this is us saying bye.
Mm-hmm. Later.
Later.
Yep. Rosie's halfway asleep. Look at her, dude. Later. Lumia.